The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 158. It's Gil Alexander. That right there is Kelly Bidlin, everybody, my little buddy.
What up? What up?
235, last we talked yesterday. What are you now?
Oh, I don't know. This is one of those weeks. Hit the gym real hard last week.
Oh, yeah.
I've been bad the past couple
days.
You
got me hitting the gym now. So I'm like, this kid cannot catch me.
But watch out, Gil.
This kid cannot catch me.
I've been bad the past couple days, though. There was a hurricane in Las Vegas yesterday out of nowhere.
Hurricane.
Affected recording long shots. My internet went out. That wasn't great.
It did look like the end of times here
yesterday. It was wild, man.
The apocalypse.
And even Wyatt Tomchek, Las Vegas native, told, like, I got the Weather Channel push on my phone. I don't know if you have those.
Yes,
of
I got
the
those.
Dust storm.
We had a dust storm.
I know a lot of you might think, like, you live in Vegas. That has to happen all the time.
Nope.
When I first moved out here, I was always like, I don't really know what a dust storm is. Is it just like a dust storm when it gets really windy? Oh, I know what one is after yesterday. But Wyatt said it was like the first time he'd ever seen that in his life.
You see Tropicana east of the strip, there was like 20 telephone poles that fell down.
Really? I know, it doesn't shock
right in a row.
I mean, what did the winds have to get up to? 60 miles an hour yesterday?
Let's put it this way. If you were handicapping a football game in it, it would affect your handicap.
It would have affected it, yeah. I had trees in my neighborhood that were like bent halfway over.
That's not good.
It was also
man.
Crazy that like the wind wasn't like, it wasn't like swirling at all. This happens in Vegas a lot, right? Where you feel like if you're just in another city, some of the wind's just coming from all directions. This was like one way, just pushing everything like east.
Is wind your least favorite weather element, would you say?
No.
What's worse?
I mean, rain. It sucks getting caught in the rain.
I'm gonna go wind. Wind is the worst. Wind is even act like you're happy in wind. Let's do a segment on this.
Well, all right, hail's always the most surprising because that's like, hey, it's raining, and then like, why am I getting hit with something that's like solid?
Right,
oh,
but there's
hail,
and then there's hail,
and then there's hail.
Yeah,
I mean, like snow is always that tricky one of like snow's like fun in the snow, or like you're stuck in the snow and like your day's ruined.
Yeah,
but like I mean, living in South Florida for as long as I did, I can't not say rain. Because it's like, hey, let me go run some errands. And as soon as I get out of my car and run to the grocery store, it's bright and sunny when I get out of the car. And when I come back, it's a monsoon and everything I'm wearing is soaking wet.
Chris Heath on Twitter. Quietly or not, Greg Peterson went 4-0 in MLB on a numbers game last week, which is a great draw considering he bets every side and total every day. We'll get Peterson on here later. Hoops Peterson. Ben Wilson will join us a little later on Talk Wimbledon as well. Palm readers. Makes this point about the whole thing. He says 99% will never file as a professional gambler, and a huge percent won't itemize gambling wins losses. Most of the people commenting on air will never pay this tax. Good accountants will know what to do. He might be right. Some people might just be whistling in the wind.
Oh yeah, I mean there's, but that doesn't
negate.
It doesn't take away from the point to the principle and what has
100%, passed. 100%. Wadzilla, given the carnage on grass. Yeah, given the carnage on grass involving the top seeds on both sides, any current numbers to win it all still worth a bet? Well, you know what? This looks like a great opportunity to go country clubbing.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Or not.
There we go. All right. Ben Wilson's family. Boom, 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 boom. Just subdued country clubbing, I feel like. That was the late. It was the pregnant pause there.
Mm.
By the way, my two pre-flops are still intact. By the way, Maddie Keys got through her second round match this morning. Easy peasy, as opposed to struggling in her first one against a really good grass court number player in Elena Gabriela Rousset. Today, Keys, no problem. Straight sets over Olga Danilovic. So she's on to the round of 32, the third round. Iga will play her second round match tomorrow. So as far as the current odds, these are the adjusted ones here, Kelly. Is that what this is? Yes. Sabalenka.
No.
These are the old school ones because Coco's still on there. These are the pre-floppers. So for me, it still does come down to Iga and Maddie.
Here, I got them in front of me. We have Sabalenka 2-1, Rybakina +450, Iga plus 650, Andreeva 12-1, Vondrousova 14-1. I'm pretty sure that number has not moved since the tournament started on Vondrousova.
It has not.
Keys 14-1, everybody else 18 or longer.
Yeah, so Keys down from 18-1 to 14-1. Swiatek just down from 9-10-1 to plus 650. Those are still the plays to me. If you wanted to bet Rybakina with her great grass court numbers, I wouldn't hate it. If you think she beats Iga in the round of 16, those two would meet in a round of 16. I would not bet Arina Sabalenka. By the way, I should mention this about all these, if I didn't earlier, about these upsets. Again, while mainstream media is acting like this is a calamity, for the tennis hardos of the world, and Drew, Zach, and I talked about this on the Beating the Book Wimbledon preview podcast, none of these so far are all that shocking to us. Coco had one grass match tune-up before Wimbledon, making the transition from clay. She got beat, and I did mention this earlier, and so, you know, that's not that surprising. For me, Pegula losing to Cocchiaretto wasn't all that surprising because Cocchiaretto's grass numbers are great, and sure, Pegula's consistent, but it's not like the most outlandish thing in the world, in my opinion. The Zverev Rinderknecht was, to me, the most surprising. If I had to pick one, that was the most surprising. And I don't know if you heard the post-match presser from Zverev. Oh, my God, that was depressing. He was like, I'll paraphrase. He's like, I'm not happy. I don't find joy in anything. I'm not just talking about tennis. I'm talking about outside of tennis. It was brutal. I was like, oh, my God, somebody give him a hug.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was the most surprising of the bunch, the Rinderknecht upset of Zverev yesterday. But the others, you know, none of the others are all that shocking, to be quite honest, because it's grass. Again, it's a 5-week season, and it's just a different thing. So, you know, so to answer your question there, to answer the question of, I want to get it right again, from Wadzilla, is I wouldn't change who I would suggest betting on. To me, it's still Iga and Maddie Keys, despite the numbers being a little knocked down. Amanda Anisimova and Marketa Vondrousova are the sneaky ones. I wouldn't hate you if you bet those two names either. On the ladies' side. Men's side remains the same. It's still Carlos and Yannick.
All right. If I told you.
What if I told you?
Alcaraz, Sinner, Djokovic didn't win this. Who's going to win this?
I'm going to throw questions you ask and others at you thing.
Well, because the last time you answered this, he got bounced already.
The answer is probably Taylor Fritz. Okay. Just because he has the clearest shot to win a quarter now that Zverev is out.
Now, tell me about my guy, Francis Tiafoe on grass.
Big foe.
Because I like me some Tiafoe, and that is a long number next to him, Gil.
Yeah, he's not winning the tournament. He's not winning the tournament. By the way, he's in big trouble. He's about to lose to Norrie. Norrie's got the match on his serve right now.
Oh, does he really?
Serving for the match, yeah.
I knew it was tight.
But Tiafoe, you know how you talk about home road splits in baseball?
Yeah.
Drew is big on Tiafoe home road splits. Like, Tiafoe is one player on American soil, and then everywhere else, he's just a different player.
Really?
Yeah, it's really weird.
I guess I always took that as hard courts versus everything else.
That's kind of what that means.
But yeah, like, what is it? D.C., where he's from, right? Yeah. He always plays well there, then U.S. Open.
But also, like, we were talking about the mixed doubles thing in the U.S. Open yesterday a little bit, and immediately off air, I was like, you know who's not winning this? Tiafoe and Keys, because Tiafoe's going to treat it like such an exhibition. So he's just going to joke around. No, he's not a guy I would go with.
That was a good idea by them. I caught that coming down the other day.
Yeah. There's another thing in country clubbing we like to do. It's called golf. Deere Classic from Kelly Bidlin, everybody. What do you got?
Yeah, absolutely. Long Shots up now, YouTube, and wherever podcasts can be found. So you will find the extensive breakdown there. I'll give you a couple minutes, though. We're another birdie fest. We're over at the John Deere Classic, TPC Deer Run. Been on the tour for about 20 years. You can pull a little bit more data from the course, which is always helpful. But this is very similar. It's going to be very similar to what we saw last week. Big difference here is off the tee if you're doing your handicapping at home. Distance not quite as important this week. Accuracy will be one of the few defenses that this course does have, is that 4-inch thick rough. If you're watching at home, you see that. Look, it's pretty wide fairways too, though, so you just need someone who's not going to be wildly inaccurate off the tee. And then you're looking for guys that can score three par fives or must scores. That felt like a big deal last week too at the Rocket Classic. You got to get up there and score on the par fives. But it's going to be a lot of wedges this week. Again, short approach shots. coming down to the putter and whoever has the hottest putter, along with putting together the tee to green game, probably going to walk away with a win. Just to go back to that rough though, green and regulation rate drops from 80% from when you find the fairway to about a little over 50% when you're playing out of the bunkers or the rough. So again, fairway finders are important this week. That was big stats that I looked at. Small card for me this week, yo. Be honest. Matt and Wes talked more through this tournament on Long Shots. I would listen to them. I feel like I've had a pretty good read of these tournaments the past few weeks. Keegan Bradley win, had someone in a playoff last week. Man, I dug into this one for hours yesterday, and there was very little that I liked from a betting standpoint. I think Matt Brown said it best. I think this, if you're a DFS player out there, these type of events are great for DFS. A betting standpoint, a little bit more difficult when you know it's going to be a lot of low scores. I always say this: it's the tournaments I turn away from matchups or top 20 bets from a little bit more. So I'm really just kind of shooting some darts on some outrights and covering them with some top five. So what I did play this week, I'm on Chris Kirk. I know that could be a little bit of recency bias from what he did last week, getting into that playoff. But he was one of the few guys from a stat standpoint that really did stand out to me. On approach, he has gained in 7 straight events and 11 of 12. You expect that type of play from Chris Kirk, but 38-1 in a pretty weak field. Pretty good number, I thought, there. Last 16 rounds, he is second in tee to green play and a great wedge player. Also has a lot of experience at this course. So like Kirk for outright in the top five. Alex Smalley, I'm going back to this week. Don't like him as much, but he did finish T2 here in 2023. So some good experience at this course. Lee Hodges, pretty high on Lee Hodges actually this week. Comes into good form. T34 last week, T9 at the Canadian Open. Locked in with his ball striking right now. And then I'm going to keep playing it. Ben Griffin, top 20. It has cashed in 6 straight events. So I will play Ben Griffin, top 20.
All right. Greg Peterson, Major League Baseball, full day slate. Next, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
All right, we haven't talked about this in a while, but I personally, and I think you as well, Kelly, we have actually spoken to people who have taken up Circa on this spectacular all-in summer hotel package. It's the all-in at Circa Las Vegas with the ultimate getaway package, just $400 all-in. This is what you get for $400. You ready? 2-night stay at Circa, $100 dining credit, $100 beverage credit, your very own day bed at Stadium Swim where the party don't stop. All for just $400. Resort fees and taxes included. Remember that lovely couple that came by? They're like, we're going to our day bed.
Yeah.
Courtesy of the all-in summer package. This limited time offer through September 4th. Don't miss out. Lock in your all-in summer package now at CircaLasVegas.com.
So not only do I know someone who has already utilized this, Gil, you'll like this one. I have a friend and his fiance coming out here. I think it's for her birthday, sort of, or around her birthday in August. And he's taking her to Backstreet Boys at the Sphere.
Right.
You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Nice. He'll probably enjoy it, too.
Bro, I'll go see the
Backstreet
Boys.
But then he decided to take this up as the hotel package. And he's like, fine, I'm staying at Circa then for a couple nights.
Oh, Backstreet. Logic3227 on Twitter. But you can call me Slurricane. You missed that reference when you said Hurricane.
I did miss it.
Yeah, I was doing an E-40. Is a song.
I actually know that one.
Hurricane?
Yeah.
But you can call me Slurricane. Good job, Logic. Joe C., wind is absolutely the worst. 3-Jack, H3131. Gil, hands down, wind is the worst, especially when you drive a high-profile vehicle. Oh, pardon me. Thankfully, I use Upside to save money on gas. Blue Jays, first team to win in the month of July. Can I cash my ticket? You may not, 3-Jack, because July... The July winner after one day is the Rangers with the best run differential. So, no, you cannot cash it, sir. Trip Tepper, any to win? Oh, this is a good question. Any to win Q3 bets in the adjusted odds for the women's draw? That's a great question because that's the quarter where Pegula has been ousted. That's the Mira Andreeva, Emma Navarro quarter, if you will.
Well, fine, Trip. Why don't you just produce the show?
I would say this. Find the price on a Katerina Alexandrova. If that is a favorable price, I would play that because she's got great grass numbers for Q3. What is Q3 number?
5-1.
Yeah. See, that's another one of these players. They like they're sharper than I think they are. So 5-1 is good. It's not great, but it's good.
Andreeva's plus 185.
She shouldn't be. She's like all these other, like Sabalenka. They shouldn't be that short. Let's see. What else do we have here?
Belinda Bencic or Barbora got a shot?
Well, Barbora is the defending champion, by the way.
8-1 in that quarter.
And Belinda Bencic has been gone for too long. I mean, she has it in her, but I can't imagine her coming back out of nowhere and doing this. But who knows? Stranger things have happened. The numbers guys. You like listener on listener criticism?
Uh-oh.
The numbers guys. Hey, palm readers. Yes, 99% will not file as a professional gambler. And yes, most will not itemize gambling losses. Hello. That means they're paying the tax. If you hit a $1,200 slot, you're paying tax on it. Doesn't matter that you put $2,000 in that machine. This is pork. Exactly what it is. It's pork. Let's see. Big Kahuna. For some of us, we had hoped to get away from meetings in parking lots and bars and the envelopes of cash. I've always been a fan of the envelopes of cash, by the way. But then limiting plays or banning players. Now this, faraway places, much more accommodating. They kind of are.
Mm.
They're not kind of are. They are in many ways. So there's that. Do we have Greg? We don't have Greg yet?
No, we did not.
We don't have Greg. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, in that case, let me just update the tennis plays here in the meantime. And I think we're one set apiece in our Lloyd Harris play. Yes, one set apiece on serve in set number 3 between the big dog that we had this morning, Lloyd Harris, the South African, and Andre Rublev. That one is underway. Still 5 plays to go. Oh, no, Jordan Thompson has started. Jordan Thompson we have as a plus 156, I believe was the number dog. He's up a break early in the first set against Benjamin Bonzi, fading the guy who upset Medvedev. So that one has already started. The two men's matches that have not started, Christian Garin coming up against Arthur Rinderknecht. Rinderknecht coming off the upset of Sasha Zverev. And I'm on Ethan Quinn as a short favorite against Madjerzak a little later on. So Garin and Quinn, the two plays yet to start. And on the ladies' side, have either of the ladies' plays started? I don't believe so. Pavlyuchenkova up against Kruger, and then also later Siniakova against Osaka. So Siniakova and Pavlyuchenkova yet to begin on the ladies' side. So those are the tennis plays ready to go. So yeah, Alexandrova Q3, to answer the question before that Kelly asked, if he comes to me from the future... Who would ask such a question? If he comes to me from the future and it's not Alcaraz, Sinner, or Djokovic, who would be the player? That would be Taylor Fritz now, only by virtue, not that I'm a huge Taylor Fritz guy, but if you're asking it that way, he's the answer to the question, only because he's in the quarter, Kelly, that includes Taylor, Daniil Medvedev and Sasha Zverev. So Q3 is laid out for him. He would face Alcaraz in the semis, though, and you know how that'll go.
He struggled a little bit, though, yesterday?
Well, just like Maddie Keys, though, it's not surprising that she struggled in the first round because she was playing a player in Ruse who has great grass court numbers. But Fritz was taking on, I even mentioned this on the podcast, on the Beating the Book podcast Wimbledon preview, that when you play a serve guy like Giovanni Papeci Perricard, if your serve is on, I don't care who you are, on right. grass, you can win. And he almost did. He was up 2 sets to none on Fritz.
That's why we see like 3-day matches and stuff, right?
That's why we see back in the day.
Back in the day.
Before they instituted the tiebreakers.
Speaking of back in the day.
The fifth set.
We've got one Greg Peterson on the old school telephone. Telephone.
Yes. Oh, Greg Peterson, ladies and gentlemen. Greg Hoops Peterson, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Gil. And what's great is that we've got 18 games today. You don't get that very often in baseball.
18 because we had 3 postponements and 3 early postponements yesterday. The weather on the East Coast was really bad. Let's get right into it, Greg, since we don't have much time. Of the 18, let it go. What are you playing today?
Well, we got to play the Miz. Jacob Mizorowski going up against the New York Mets. Guy has been absolutely dominant this year. He's going to be going up against what might be a bullpen game of the Mets. It was supposed to be Blake Tidwell at first. They're going back and forth on this, and you're getting Mr. Mizorowski right around minus 115. He has been dominant in his first 3 starts. And for the Mets, this has just been a team that's been in free fall mode. Like both of the New York teams, honestly, have been struggling at the same time. There have been a lot of strange teams that have been rising up and falling in Major League Baseball. This has certainly been one of them. And the Brewers, 5.65 runs per game on the road this year. That's actually number 1 in all baseball. So I think that they get to the Mets here, and I like the Miz to get the job done.
The Miz, who was pitching a no-hitter in his first outing through five. Then he flirted, what was it, with a perfect game into the eighth, I believe it was, Greg, in his second outing.
I think that he only went like five or six because he's thrown 16 total innings in his three starts.
You're correct. Yeah, it was six innings, but it was really deep into it. He was great there as well. Only gave up one hit. So in his first 11 innings, basically, he only gave up one hit. Five inning outing, six inning outing. And then his last inning, he only gave up two hits, no earned runs against the Pirates in five. So what's that? That's a cool looking 1.13 ERA, and the FIP ain't much worse. The fielding independent. So there you go. What's next?
What's next is we're going to be taking a look at this game between the Yankees and the Blue Jays because you've got Jose Berríos at home, and Jose Berríos.
Well,
hey, it's Ben Wilson.
Well, we lost Greg, and there's Ben. Let's see if we go to effort Greg.
Yeah, see if we get Greg back.
Ben
for a
Wilson
minute.
With a hostile takeover mid.
I might have sent the same video link to two guests, to Gil. That's what I have a feeling the problem is.
That's what you did.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's what the problem is.
So much more than a producer.
That's right.
That's right. What we'll do is we'll get Greg's plays because he has a
few. He likes the Brewers.
That much we got. He likes the Brewers. I'm not sure where he was going with the Yankees and Blue Jays, but Greg Peterson, by the way, doing a great job on cashing out all week. Tremendous job that he does each and every night, going through baseball in a thorough way, in a way that once upon a time we used to do here on a numbers game before we got distracted by other things. So
yeah.
There's that. In terms of Major League Baseball today, by the way, full slate, 18 games again. Just real quick on the July beginnings of the month of July for those who had bets on this. Yesterday, Rangers with the biggest win, an 8-run win over the Orioles. Blue Jays, as was referenced earlier, a 7-run win over the Yankees. So they're out of the chute looking real good. And the Diamondbacks, a 6-run win over the Giants. By the way, the Dodgers might just be that Dodgers thing when DraftKings put out the July lines at the very end after we actually did the segment on it, and I picked
like
the Mariners.
Double the odds.
Double the odds at like almost 8-1, but yeah. Like plus 750. That might prove to be the best bet in July. Dodgers open up the month with a 5-run win over the White Sox yesterday. The Mariners lose by 3 to the Royals. Out of the chute. It's not good. Gotta capitalize on these first five games of the month before it gets a little more difficult here in the month of July for our Mariners play. But again, we have 26 games total to play with, so you might be able to afford a loss here or there. We'll come back. Ben Wilson, eager to come on the screen, button Greg out of this. We'll get Greg's picks for you as well. We'll actually list them for you, even though Greg couldn't be with us. Ben on Wimbledon and more. That's on the other side. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
If you are serious about winning this football season, the Visa NFL Betting Guide is your first real edge, and it is available now. It's packed with in-depth previews of all 32 teams, season win total breakdowns, best bets from trusted Visa experts, player props and betting projections, everything you need to bet smarter all season long. Lock in our football special for just $175. Get full Visa Pro access through the Super Bowl, including every betting guide, daily best bet emails, 24/7 video, and all the data and tools on VSiN.com. The early bird pricing expires July 31st, though, so don't wait. Sign up today. Get your copy of the NFL Season Betting Guide at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. And as Will Hill said earlier, no one will get this and be disappointed by the thoroughness of this NFL Betting Guide Pro Edition, which was done so expertly by Zach Cohen, Adam Burke, and crew. Really, it is a fine piece of, let's put it this way. Have you seen these other, these other traditional betting guides that you get from the guy that rhymes with Bill Feel, right? Like those mm-hmm. college football ones, right? This is so much better than those. I don't know. I was just thinking. This is a tremendous betting guide. And again, get it before the early bird expires July 31st. Want to give Greg Peterson's baseball plays because we had some technical difficulties. He wasn't able to give them. Or Ben Wilson rudely interrupting his segment. by just showing up in the middle of Greg Peterson. It wasn't enough for Ben to have his entire family on the country club in promo. He had to interrupt Greg Peterson. So here are Greg Peterson's plays, by the way, in case you're wondering, for a full slate of Major League Baseball. 18 full games. As he mentioned, he's on the Brewers, the Mizorowski game. So that's game two of the Brewers doubleheader. Let's be clear about that. Don't bet game one. Greg is on game two of the Brewers doubleheader today. He is on the Blue Jays, as he mentioned when he was on air with us. That is a play as well. He kind of got that out before he was interrupted. He is on game one of the Phillies doubleheader. He's on the Phillies. That's the Abel game, the game that Abel is pitching for the Phillies. Game one of the Phillies doubleheader. Then he's on St. Louis. He's on the Cardinals money line today. And he has one total. He's over nine runs in the A's-Rays game. And the A's-Rays game starts in less than 40 minutes. So there you go. Five plays entirely.
And we had Will on that over as well.
Yes, both of them on the over. And that is not a Sactown game. That is a Tampa Bay game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be interesting if it was a Sactown game played at 9:10 in the morning. Okay, speaking of Ben Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, this is when he was originally scheduled for. And, well, we decided we'd stick to that. Ben Wilson joins us now, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. You can follow him on Twitter. He's got one of the jankiest Twitter handles there ever has been. It's you ready for this? It's Ben_Wilson_1. There you go, Benny. How you doing, man?
I'm great. I now have a great new idea here that Kelly just gave me, which is I'm going to start, calling up producers, giving them a little $5 on the side and be like, hey, can I get your guys' guests, video link so I can come and hijack the mid-segment? I think that's kind of like my new calling, maybe.
That'd be your new brand, just interrupting other guests. How's your Wimbledon going so far, first couple days?
Yeah, it's been obviously with all the upsets, been pretty chaotic. I'm around even so far. The one that really stung yesterday, I go on Money Moves with our friend Stormy and Ariel, and I'm waxing poetic about how much I love Diana Yastremska, just like, as a player to keep the match tight against Coco Gauff. And what do? I'm like, oh, bet over 20 and a half games and thinking, oh, what an easy tie, what easy win after the first set tiebreak. And of course, Gauff just goes completely in the tank, and we lose that by a half game. Not too bitter about that, though. Beside that, I've been pretty solid here. Got Marketa Vondrousova coming up to round out a two-leg parlay here in a little bit. So, feeling good, and I feel like the biggest thing with these first two rounds, first couple of days, whenever it's a tournament like Wimbledon where you get so many upsets, it's just trying to avoid the landmines. And I feel like so far there are a lot of players that had you could make a lot of cases for players with red flags coming in. And for me, it was like, all right, let's just try to not go too heavy, quarters, futures wise, stay away from some of these players who maybe are ripe for an upset early. And at least I feel good that I didn't just sink a lot of dead money into some of these guys early who were one and done.
I agree with that. Even if the matches have been choppy at best, and I'm spinning that good here the first couple days, I agree with you on that. Like, Tennis Hardos knew the red flags, and by and large, we've managed to avoid those so far. We'll see how it goes moving forward. Do you have any matches left today that have yet to start?
Just one for me. And, Vondrousova, minus 200 against Emma Raducanu. Like, I don't mind if you wanted to go ahead and play that individually, if you want to tie that into something maybe tomorrow now that the lines are out. I mean, I thought that was a bit of a cheap price. You're certainly having the tax with the popular Brit Raducanu, who beat Vondrousova in their only previous Wimbledon meeting, but that was 4 years ago, and we've seen how much different a player Vondrousova is on the surface. So I really like that matchup for Marquetta, even though the crowd will be against her. And then on the men's side, I did take the game handicap. Gabriel Diallo, who's really had just a breakout 2025 here against Taylor Fritz. I'm kind of in fade Fritz mode in this quarter. We'll talk about in a second. I did play Davidovich Fokina, who even when I updated it this morning, he's still plus 750. Even after Zverev was eliminated, I got the plus 800 after before Zverev went down yesterday. So I look at Diallo as a guy. I didn't want to bet him outright on the money line, just because he's had a lot of, he's kind of been a tiebreaker luck box so far. I think he's 5-0 in tiebreakers in grass season, but one of the top five servers on this surface. And it was a situation for Fritz. We saw how much he struggled with another great server in Petri Perricard in the first round. Needed a pretty fortunate comeback in the tiebreak, down 6-2 in the fourth set to even get that to five. So I do like Diallo to keep this really tight, that two guys in the top five and serve percentage one over the last 52 weeks on grass, as much as we kind of throw out the small sample size of this surface, Gil. But it feels like one of these matches that goes at least four. We're probably going to get two, maybe three tie breaks. So with it being very narrow in that way, I could easily see this being Fritz in four or in five, but I've still a game handicap cover there for Diallo.
Yeah, you and Drew both on Davidovich Fokina, I think, in Q3, which now, of course, wide open with no Medvedev and no Zverev. And Diallo, you're absolutely right. You know, some folks might be like, wait, didn't Fritz play yesterday? Yeah, that Fritz-Pecci-Pericard match started on Monday, concluded with the fifth set yesterday. So everybody who had a suspended match that went into yesterday, they have to turn right around and play today. So that's a bit of a disadvantage there as well. You're shaking your head. Yeah.
Yes. Major disadvantage, Gil.
Yeah. So Kelly knows.
Maybe that's not what he was shaking his head about.
Definitely not communicating with Larry in the back.
I was like, wow, Kelly seems to be really bothered by that back to back. Last few minutes here, Ben. I don't know if you have anything else in tennis, but I wanted to transition. If you do, please share. I wanted to transition to football. Also, I wanted to get a Ben Wilson sort of season-long bet of sorts in the NFL that you really like.
Wow. Okay, we're going into football. I don't have anything left for the tennis. I thought Kelly was just like harkening back to, you know, some match at like the Boca Juniors as a U10 where he had to play back to back days.
Right. Oh, come on.
Anything like that? I don't know.
At the Chris Everett Tennis Academy down there. No, I was not good enough to make it down there. No, was not.
Tough one. Boca Juniors.
I just chose to drink after the Delray Beach Open. That was a good time. Always a good time.
Anything football-wise, Ben?
I wish I was there for that. I first off, if Jacob Mizorowski decided to join the Milwaukee Bucks or the Green Bay Packers, I think he would be an extremely extremely productive guy there because of how amazing that guy has been. So I agree with Greg. I would look to bet Mizorowski here today against the Mets. That is baseball. For football, look, you know, in the NFC North, I was on Minnesota last year just kind of thinking like, because Kevin O'Connell, and I didn't bet them to win. I didn't have some of the long shot prices some of our friends and colleagues had to win the division. Just took them, you know, games over. And that's my strategy again this year, where I continue to be a little surprised that the betting markets just don't give Kevin O'Connell the respect as just, you know, like a coach to produce such a repeatable system, no matter the quarterback. You go back to 2023 when they had that concoction of four essentially third string quarterbacks post Kirk Cousins injury. That collection of guys who should not have been on an NFL field combined to rank 16th in EPA out of the equivalent 32 starting quarterback teams. So then you bring in Sam Darnold. Obviously, we saw what the results were. I don't expect them to win 13 games this year. However, that to me is still enough to say, okay, with the roster they have around J.J. McCarthy at quarterback, with the defense that figures to be solid again, that's a division I feel like that'll really harken back to the early 90s, the old black and blue division of the NFC Central. But it's a team that figures to be kind of mispriced simply because of the lack of experience at quarterback. And that was the one thing that jumped out to me in that division where, you certainly see everybody being very competitive with each other. But that O'Connell piece of it is just a little still undervalued to me, even as we sit after a couple incredible seasons by him as we go into 2025.
Yeah, Vikings depth chart at quarterback. J.J. McCarthy, Sam Howell, formerly of the Skins and the Seahawks.
Sure, who can forget those years?
Great moments. And Brett Rippon, 1-2-3. I hope J.J. McCarthy's good for Vikings backers. Lions win total 10.5 in the NFC North. Packers and Vikings both 9.5. Bears 8.5 in the best division top to bottom according to the betting markets. Ben, appreciate it as always. Good luck with all the tennis matches today, man.
You know it. Great to see you guys. Appreciate it.
Ben Wilson, everybody. That man is going to be huge one day. One day soon. Great play-by-play announcer, by the way. We'll come back. We'll recap all the bets. That's next. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander. That's Kelly Bidlin, everybody, alongside. We get tweets at Beating the Book. GV at New Jersey, New York. Gil, I listen every day, and I've listened to the podcast for well over a decade. By the way, baseball podcast coming up today in a couple hours.
Oh, really?
Me and Mark Borchard, commonly known as Mark Borchard, base winner, we're going to do a Q2 Derivatives MLB podcast in a couple hours.
Nice.
Yeah. Back to the tweet, though. So, Gil, I listen every day, and I've listened to the podcast for well over a decade. I've worked at, first of all, thank you. I've worked in the industry since PASPA was struck down. I'll tell you this firsthand. I have never written to a politician before in my life. I just emailed my representative about the amendment.
Good for you. I've written about daylight savings times before. I'll have to follow up with
Have you
one
written
of these
to a congressman about daylight savings?
Yeah. In Florida.
GB, New Jersey, New York, expressing the frustration of many a gambler. It's RBI's Scotty B, 726, Pacers fan. He says, what will the approximate odds be on Keys versus Sigmund? I would say somewhere between a $3 favorite and a $4 favorite, somewhere in 3 plus, I would say. Minus 350-ish maybe on Keys is my guess. She'll be a big favorite. Chance Copperpot, I purposefully go to the Oregon coast during the storm season, 60-mile-per-hour winds, sideways rain and 40 degrees. You throw on your rain gear and you head to the beach. Suck it up, Vegas. He's showing one of those, I don't know if he's being serious, he's showing one of those pictures of, you know, those network weather men who they, or, Dude, or weather incredible. Ladies who they send into the eye of the hurricane.
What's the big one's name? Cantori, right?
Cantori, is that
it? Yeah, he's like, I'm here in the eye of the hurricane. It's like, maybe don't be there. Maybe don't be there.
They send the director or the producer of the local newscast or the national newscast has no problem sending them right in to the storm. Man.
Okay, so it is one thing when it's national. Hey, these guys are getting paid big money. There's a lot of people watching. I mean, Gil, I worked in local news in South Florida for, a decade? When you have to get some 26-year-old reporter who's 3 years out of college, it's like, hey, can you go stand in that 4-foot deep water that's flooding and then talk about how it's flooding while cars like whiz by you and you might get hit? Thanks.
Yeah. Do it again at 11 o'clock.
Do it again at 11.
Torch D, the one who put the satin on your panties. Come on, baby. I got Lloyd Harris parlayed with the Cavs to win the East. Lloyd Harris just lost a third set tiebreaker. So he's down 2-1 now. I think I've won one tiebreaker this entire tournament, and that was the earlier Lloyd Harris one.
See, the question I always have about those bets is like, let's fast forward 7 months, and you're rooting on your Cavs. Are you even going to remember what you parlayed it with?
Oh, I think Torch D will remember. The South African.
The random Lloyd Harris day on July 2nd.
Let's go Lloyd Harris, bounce back. Trip Tepper, I will not stand for any description of the Ben Wilson X handle as janky during his on-air appearance. Yes, that was very rude of me.
Hey, it's tough when you've got the... how do I describe the names? Basic. Ben Wilson, right? There's only a million of those on Twitter. Matt Brown likes to complain about this. What is it? Matt Brown M2?
We're about to get the best tweet of the day. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Kevin Ryan. Gil, if Fez was the driver of the car in the Upside commercial, he would download the app, but continue to get the cheaper gas 2 towns over for more savings. That's the best tweet of the day. Sorry. That's fantastic. And yes, that's exactly what he would do. Let's recap all the best bets. Oh, man.
You win. You won a numbers game today.
Let's recap all the best bets from the day. Again, my tennis, two of these have started, four have yet to go. Jordan Thompson in action right now. Lloyd Harris in action right now. Both dogs of sizable proportions, both still playing. And what has yet to start are all the others. Ethan Quinn on the men's side, a -128 favorite against Matrzak. Christian Garin +136 against Arthur Rinderknecht, who beat Sasha Zverev yesterday. And then on the ladies' side, Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova -122 against Kruger. And then Katerina Siniakova -103 against Naomi Osaka. Also, Iga and Maddie to win Wimbledon. Iga 9-1, Maddie 18-1. Iga threw to round two, Maddie threw to round three. And then the Mariners 20-1, most wins in July. 0-1 out of the gate yesterday, 3-run loss to the Royals, where they got beaten up early and never could come back. Kelly Bidelon, what do you have?
Yeah, one ad for me. Yesterday, Trae Young, MVP, 251. I'll take a long shot. You know, Drew never got there when he was talking through the Hawks yesterday.
Yeah, you thought he was, though.
I was kind of putting together the pieces, what he was talking about. I have no idea if he's made this bet or is even thinking about making this bet, but his point is sound. And I'm a believer in the Hawks. I bet the Hawks last week to win the East, and this team they're putting together is pretty dang impressive. So if you realistically think there's a chance that the Hawks win the Eastern Conference, What are the chances Trae Young will be the best player on that team? What are the chances he's going to be completely boxed out of the MVP conversation? Look, the stats might be too overwhelming by a Jokic or someone still, but at current pricing of over 200-1, yeah, I'll take a small piece of Trae Young.
Who were you comparing Trae Young to yesterday? Do you remember this? You were like, Trae Young is just as good as, or is just like the same as. Remember?
I do not remember saying this at all.
Okay, never mind. Sorry.
I believe you.
The guy looks just like you was sitting right there.
All right, Yankees, I made this yesterday. Yankees minus 220 to win the AL East. And the Bills' most regular season wins plus 450.
You're going to put the Bills up there in the recap every day until the football season.
I figured, end of this week, I'll move on from it.
Yeah, Bills' most regular season wins plus 450. Ben Wilson. Oh, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, I'm trying to include what we talk about with the NFL divisions, but also not include everything.
At some point, we have to like recap baseball bets, too, because they're not on there, right? Ben Wilson, he's got a couple tennis plays, one for today, one for the tournament. Gabriel Diallo, plus 3.5 games on the game handicap versus the American Taylor Fritz, U.S. number one Taylor Fritz. Diallo plus the 3.5 games versus Fritz. And then also in Q3, he's got Alejandro Davidovich Fokina, 8-1 to win Q3. That is the Fritz Davidovich Fokina quarter now without Zverev or Medvedev.
How
alive.
Old is he? Davidovich Fokina.
Mid-20s, I want to say. Let me check on that. Yeah.
Who am I mixing him up with?
I feel like
he's been playing forever.
He has been playing forever, but these players start young.
He's like 17.
26.
Yep. 26. Okay.
26 years old. Just turned 26 the other day, or earlier last month.
Alejandro, you look great. I didn't mean to imply you're old.
Great player, by the way. It's amazing. Like some of these players like him, we were just talking about Shapovalov, me and somebody yesterday, and he was making the case, oh, he's really lost it. And I was like, well, did he ever have it? Like, think about being a top 10 player.
Shapovalov, Canadian.
Canadian,
right?
Correct.
Obviously.
Born in Israel, not a tribesman. He wants you to know that.
Ooh.
But talk about guys like that who are like, you know, top 10 or top 20 players like Shapovalov and Davidovich Fokina. Imagine being one of the best humans on earth at a sport, one of the top 10 or 20, and no casual fan outside of tennis hardos, like, knows who you are at all. Like, my friend Tommy in D.C. has no idea who Alejandro Davidovich Fokina or Denis Shapovalov are.
I mean, there's probably like a lot of upsides to that too, though.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You're like, you're cashing big checks, or you could walk around wherever you want and nobody's coming to bother you.
But it shows you, unless you're like a top three player, top five maybe, it's like you're 300th in the world to most people.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know you. Paul Carr had a couple soccer plays. One in the CONCACAF Gold Cup, Mexico-Honduras, under 2.5 goals. That is tonight. Also USA in action, of course. And then in the more international...
The FIFA Club World Cup.
I was going to say, it's always so tough for me to say this. The FIFA Club World Cup.
I'm just trying to help you out, yeah.
Thank you. PSG, he's got... This is on Saturday now. PSG beating Bayern Munich. PSG at plus 125. That from Paul Carr. In soccer. And I believe we have one more.
Yeah, we got
Will
Hill.
Will Hill. A's raise over 9, like Greg Peterson. Cubs Guardians. What did I just say? Gubs Guardians? Cubs Guardians, F5 under 4.5, minus 120. Pirates Cardinals, F5 under 4.5. A little bit of juice on that one, minus 135. Yankees money line today, minus 125. Homer. And then, of course, he's got Aaron Judge, 6-1 to walk, first plate appearance today, 6-1. He also had a Steelers to lose in the wild card round, plus 330, which I loved.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did not include that.
And then Greg Hoops Peterson as well, not to be outdone. He's also on the A's raise over 9, starts in 15 minutes. A's raise over 9, both Will and Greg on that one. Brewers, Moneyline, Game 2. That's the Mizorowski game. He's on the Brew Crew. He's on the Jays today, plus 113. Jays backers for July. I like that. Phillies, Game 1. Remember, they've got a doubleheader as well. 18 games today. Phillies in Game 1 of their doubleheader. And the Cardinals, the Redbirds, at minus 124 in their game today. That's all of our bets today on the show, brought to you by GBank. Introducing the $500 trifecta from GBank. First bet NVSIN. All you need to do is open a GBank Visa Signature credit card. In the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at first bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You'll receive $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First bet will give you a $100 deposit match. VSIN completes the trifecta with a free VSIN Pro subscription through October 31st, a $200 value. value. That's the $500 trifecta from GBank. First bet and VSIN. Head to VSIN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. This one-time promotion is limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. Apply today. Terms and conditions apply.
Trae Young compared to Jalen Brunson by Drew Dinsick. Yes. Chris Felica, stat keeper of the show, weighing in.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
I also thought you off air said something, but maybe not. Okay. I could be wrong. Money Moves is next. Stormy, enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.